The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things
these old boys can't do. Well, hey, the old boys back home and glad to be so. I'm here in North Dakota. I am back home after my odyssey to Tennessee and to the American Freedom Party Council of Conservative Citizens Joint Conference that just concluded there in Tennessee at Montgomery Bell State Park, just west of Nashville. And I'll tell you, it's going to take me a while to sort out, you know, at one of these conference events. I was there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then just a wee bit of today, Sunday. A lot of things happen, so it's pretty intense. It takes a few days just to sort out your impressions. Anyway, it was great to see people I haven't seen in a long time. A whole lot of people I haven't seen in a long time, but Kevin McDonald was there. And that was worth the price of admission just by itself. Virginia Abernethy was there, likewise. And Dr. Tom Sunek flew all the way from Zagreb, Croatia, to be there. So just to meet those three people was well worth the whole ordeal. And, you know, the longer I live in the country here, out here in small town North Dakota, the more it sinks on me, how superior this is as a way of living compared to the big city life. And, of course, I've lived the big city life, too. And that came up in the course of the conference, is that it's part of our genetic makeup as white people, as Europeans. And there was a lot of discussion of genetics and of evolution and of our origin and our nature as a people. But it's part of our makeup that we are actually accustomed to, adapted to. We evolved in large spaces. It's something we need inwardly. We need space. And we're not really well suited to being jumbled up among people. We don't thrive in that environment. That becomes an interesting thing. It's not just a picky little thing. If you're a gardener, or you raise creatures, animals, you may have experienced the fact that they have special needs. They are adapted to certain things. Some of your grass seed is going to work well in the shade, and other grass seed is not going to do well. You plant the wrong grass seed, it just doesn't ever take. So let me just hear. I'm just firing up my computers here after they're shut down the last 4 days, getting it all running again. And I invite you to participate in the show. If you have questions, 800-313-9443. Some of you in the audience may well have been there with me at this conference. Some of you were, and others among you may have been there. I tried to say hi to everybody I could. So if you were there and want to talk about what transpired, please take the opportunity to do so at 800-313-9443. And now I've got much more of my equipment running than I had when I broadcast to you last on Friday and on Thursday. Both those broadcasts were from the field live using my trusty laptop here that I haven't even turned back on yet, this particular laptop, but I'll maybe in the course of today's show, during a break, I'll get it fired back up. Didn't quite get to it before the show today, but I'll try to do that. And I've got my other computers. They are fired up and going here, so I've got some links to stories that I can cover. But now I'll give you the score. Here's the executive report. How did it go? Very good. I'm very happy with how things went. Not completely happy with everything that occurred, but that's okay. That's baked in the cake. And I have some recommendations for how we should go, the best way to present ourselves in our cause. And I guess I will be pitching those ideas for the entirety of my existence. And I may be too much to hope for that I would be so persuasive that others would come around to my way of thinking at some point definitively. So it may just be a continuous, like some other things in life, something you just have to keep plugging away, and the job is never done. So I'm more resigned to that. Let's see here. And you hear me on this show doing that. You'll hear me say that certain things that are done by folks in the Patriot cause are not very effective, so they shouldn't be pursued. I mean, we do have an obligation to win. I love that. Dr. Virginia Abernethy, Professor Emerita of Psychiatry and Anthropology at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Sunak, before he was talking with her a little bit before she went up on the podium. Well, actually, so earlier at breakfast, to see what how she wanted to be introduced. Dr. Sunak functioned as the master of ceremonies and did so brilliantly. What a perfect choice for MC. He asked her to give a one-word summary of her theme, and she said, winning. And then Tom said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, you said one word. Winning. And that we all laughed, but she elaborated on that. That we do have an obligation to win. I like the way I say it here is, hey, if you don't win, you lose. And we have a moral obligation to our people, to our descendants, to win. Is losing in biology, losing is a pretty serious matter. It's synonymous. Let's look it up in Roger's thesaurus, synonyms for losing. Let's see, disappearing, extinction. All those synonyms for losing are pretty bad. And biologically, they're pretty, some of them irreversible, some of them catastrophic. So we've got to win. We are morally bound here to pay attention. Are there things that we do that don't work? Oh, and what does winning mean? Oh, I like that. Remember, I use the definition of science. What is science? Science is finding out what works. There you go. Winning. Finding out what works and doing it. That's winning. And also maybe finding out the converse, what's not science. This would be science as well. Finding out what doesn't work and not doing that. That's an interesting corollary. That's what it is. It's a corollary to the definition of science, finding out what works. So anti-science. No, excuse me, correction. This is still science. When you find out what doesn't work, that's also science. That's what Thomas Edison did in his laboratory in East Orange, New Jersey. What was he doing? with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of substances and elements that he tested as candidates for the filament in his vacuum light bulb, or his oxygen-free evacuated light bulb. He was finding out what didn't work. And he said, I think somebody asked him about it, and was he frustrated and so on? And he was not frustrated at all after each dozens and dozens of things that didn't work, because he knew he was that much closer to finding out what would work. Another interesting example from science, a story I need to read up on more, is that of Michael Faraday, who conducted experiments that changed your life, folks, in terms of figuring out electromotive force and the electric motor and changing, finding the relationship between, was it magnetism and light that Faraday investigated? I need to investigate more of the life of this European genius, Michael Faraday. All right, let's look at our call-in board, 800-313-9443. Now, you'll find me a little bit wistful today, because I am in the recovery phase from some pretty not much sleep these nights at the event. People tend to stay up late and get up early because they're eager to meet up with their friends at these events. Let's see here. And, of course, I'm firing up my computers. On a typical show, I've got everything all set up here in my studio. I've got dedicated computers that are dedicated to this show. And, by the way, thank you, folks, for helping to pay for these computers. Somewhat. Thank you for helping, at least. It does help me. I've never had anybody cover the show or pay for it. But I have to do that. But some of you have helped, and that is immensely appreciated. And I'll just put it in here. I was the guy that passed the hat at this conference. And what I did was I got some big shiny bowls. I'd forgotten to get any collection plates. So at the last minute, I ran into the kitchen, and with one of the head cook kind of shushing me out. But on my way out, I looked up on her shelf, and I saw some big stainless steel bowls, big ones, nice and shiny and clean, ready for the kitchen. I grabbed five of those and whisked myself back into the conference room. And I used those as collection plates and passed them around, because we had a shortfall. We had a cash shortfall on the cost of the conference, and I'll find out later how much the shortfall was. But I passed the collection plates and did collect a couple $1,000. So that was good. Anyway, the collection plate here on this show is as follows. If you want to help out, James Kelso is my name. Radio's my game. No. James Kelso, P.O. Box 9. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. Just toss something in the mail there. Cash, money order, checks, gold doubloons, pieces of eight, double eagles, rare stamps. however you can help. Nothing is too small, folks. And I'll try my best to write you back if you leave an address to which I can write, or an email address to which I can write, or a phone number. If you leave a phone number, I'll give you a call to thank you. Very, very much appreciated. And if you can be somebody that helps out, you know, I forget to appeal for help. So I generally just pay for the show entirely myself. But just looking forward here, realize I always need help. There is not some sunny day coming where I will be affluent, where there will be an income stream that keeps, you know, so that I don't need to appeal for help. So if you want to help, it's a recurring thing. If you can make it recurring, if you can just remember to just toss something in that to that P.O. Box 9 in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. If you can remember to do that, it's always very appreciated. And I'll tell you what, if we end up with having too much money here, I'll let you know. And then you can slack off. But don't worry. Don't hold your breath. It isn't going to happen. And some of you out there who have contributed a little bit more, hey, boy, do I really appreciate you and remember you. But keep helping. Thank you so much. All right. Let's take a look here at some news. Let's see. This is our Sunday show, so we do have 2 hours. And this is June 17th. I'm supposed to say that at the beginning of the show to help archive the show. Poor engineer is looking at a recording of the show and doesn't know what day it was. I'm supposed to say that at the beginning. That applies to you also listening to the archives. This is June 17th, 2018. And the best part of coming back home, of course, is to be with my daughter and son, to be with my little kids. My little boy is 6 years old. He had I called him from the airplane, you know, when we were in Minneapolis getting ready to transfer the plane to North Dakota. Aren't too many direct flights from anywhere in North Dakota to anywhere else. Anyway, he said, "What? Happy Father's Day, Dad." And I thought that was so sweet. He said, "I've got a surprise for you." And I said, "What have you got?" He said, "Daddy, I made you cupcakes," which means Grandma made the cupcakes. But he helped. He said, "I did the sprinkles." And then the way he was talking, it sounded like, "I did the sprinkles." And I said, "Well, what are you doing now?" And he said, "I'm eating the cupcakes." So it was wonderful. But happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And by the way, a little plug here for something I believe in so strongly. I'll give a commercial plug for something that's not even an advertiser here. But boy, I'll bet you I've sent a lot of business to Ancestry.com. Ooh-wee, they've got a special on your DNA test where you just put a little saliva. They'll send you a kit. You put a little saliva into a tiny little vial. You open up another vial that inserts some blue fixer solution into your saliva, you know, just a little bit of saliva, just drip a little in there, and then you cap it up, put it back in the self-addressed envelope, and mail it back to postpaid envelope to Ancestry.com. And then pretty shortly thereafter, you find out who you are. Hey, that's pretty cool. And they've got a special on right now. I think it's $69, a Father's Day special. I think I'm going to order a second test of my DNA. I think I'll order another test because I think they've gotten more sophisticated since I had my first test about 2 years ago. I think that they now identify more interesting traits and things like this. So it's such a great deal. $69, you'll find out so much about who you are, where you came from, who your ancestors are. So that's a Father's Day special. I've got to remember to do it. I'm going to write a note to self, do the DNA, sign up for the DNA test. And then when I pay for it today, of course, they will then send me that little vial into which you put some saliva. I did it for my son. And of course, I knew he had some Norwegian ancestry. But that was all verified. He had Norwegian ancestry from both mom and dad. Got a little break right here. Stay tuned. I'll watch for your calls on the call board. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Be everything you can be, folks. And I'll tell you, a man who is being everything he can be is Michael Rivero. The voice you just heard in that promotion for contribution to Republic Broadcasting is a man who is being everything you can be. And he's been doing that for a long time. I don't know how far back on radio Michael Rivero goes. He goes back about as far as my memory of Patriot Radio. I'm sure he has to be regarded as one of the creators of Patriot Radio. He goes back that far. I think he predates me. I started my first Patriot Radio in about 2003. Yeah, and what it was 2003, and I've been broadcasting ever since. So that makes me a 15-year older in the world of Patriot Radio. I think Michael Rivero is older than that. He's certainly more distinguished than I am, and I think he has done more. I'm proud of what I've done, but I think he has done more, and he is in that that little advertising piece that you just heard that he read to you. It sounds as if maybe he wrote it as well. I'll tell you, whoever wrote that is also a genius. Well, Rivera's a genius. Let's get that up front there. Michael Rivera was a genius. Whoever wrote the piece he was reading, whether it was himself or some other, that's another genius. But you heard that line, with knowledge, their power, that is our foes, their power is nullified. That's very good writing. With knowledge, their power is nullified. And then I wrote that down exactly as he said it. But then just from memory, the rest of it, he said, how much is that knowledge worth to you? And that's Rivera was saying to you, sit down and think. How much do I need this knowledge that I'm getting at Republic Broadcasting? Because it's really your lifeline. It's your way. And there was a great catalog of all the things that our foes are doing, using to dumb us down and to make us a submissive sheep. And I liked the list of things that he had in there. One, he mentioned Common Core education. That connected with my school board run, which I just completed. I was very happy with it. But one of my planks was end Common Core. Withdraw from that federal system as a local school district. And I've never met Michael Rivera in person. I should correct that. So if anybody knows of a way to meet Michael, I think he's in Hawaii, isn't he? So how do I get to Hawaii? Yeah, well, the engineer just told me he thinks he's in Hawaii. Well, hey, wait a minute. How do I get to Hawaii? It's a long swim. And I've always wanted to go to Hawaii as a surfer. You say, wait a minute. Uh-oh, now the engineer says he might be leaving Hawaii if the volcano doesn't stop. Okay, but as a surfer, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, so it would be kind of a wonderful pilgrimage to go to maybe the heaven of surfing. But you say, wait a minute, Kelso, you live in North Dakota. What do you mean you're a surfer? North Dakota. Well, but I am happy to be in North Dakota. The choice was stay with my surf in California or stay with my new bride in North Dakota, my Norwegian bride. And speaking of ancestry.com, and hey, it was a clear choice. It was easy. After we got married, I said, okay, let's go, sweetheart, back to my place in Santa Monica and, get the surfboard waxed up. And, so she goes, oh, no, honey, we're staying here. Okay. Anyway, it's worked out very well. And this is a beautiful place. And by the way, what's beautiful about North Dakota? No surf here, no volcanoes. It's the people. Very beautiful. We'll be right back. You're beautiful people. I'd like to hear you on the phone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm in the flat part.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You're getting closer to things that are volcanic. And, of course, if you go pretty far west, even west.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And my gosh, the good news is piling up. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of getting back into the groove here. I'm a guy from the 60s. I'm getting back into my groove and the with my computer surrounding me and getting up to date on the news. Got a little bit out of date there, but my trip to Tennessee just concluded. Wow, the news that I've missed is so good. I'm here at Breitbart. Sorry I spent so much time there, but it's got the best lineup of news. And, of course, there's a great lineup of news at republicbroadcasting.org, a great news feature constantly running there, right, Breitbart-caliber news. But look at this good news that's piling up. Let me go to my Breitbart page, and I'm just going to read some of the headlines to you. Get this, like, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, as they say in Italy. Here's a story on Italy. Matteo Salvini, he's the head of the Lega, the League Party, now victorious, now governing in Italia, and he's also now the interior minister of that coalition government. Matteo Salvini cracks down on the migrant ferries, and of course, you know, forget that word migrant. We have to use it. It'll be in headlines, but Tom Sunak said in his talk at this event in Tennessee this weekend, he said, wait a minute, the better word than migrant is invader. That's what they are. They're not migrants. What are they, Canada geese moving through the sky beautifully above us in a V formation? Those are migrants. They're not migratory birds. They're invaders. So if we could only popularize that, but of course it won't appear in headlines anytime soon. But Salvini cracks down on the invader fairies. These are these boats, these social justice warrior boats that are picking up invaders, then landing them on Italian soil where they immediately acquire, under previous governing, they acquire the right to be in and stay in the European Union as so-called refugees. Well, here's the great story. He's cracking down on that garbage. And here's the headline. Let me find the headline. I want to go for some detail here. Italy demands migrant non-governmental organization boats leave the Mediterranean and mocks leftist crew members. Oh, this is going to be good. Now, by the way, folks, I have a whole lineup of a dozen stories just like this that have come out in the last 24 hours. It's just in all areas. Giuliani demanding an investigation of Mueller. Story after story. They're all lined up, but I'll just pause on. I'd love to just go right through them, but I'll pause on this one. It's so good. Matteo Salvini has demanded the Netherlands recall the Dutch-flagged, quote, rescue, unquote, ships of open borders NGOs, declaring that Italy refuses to be complicit in the illegal immigration business. Pinch yourself, folks. Yes, you really heard that. The head of a government said, get your damn boats out of our Mediterranean. This is an illegal immigration business. Let's continue here. Deputy Prime Minister and Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, S-A-L-V-I-N-I, remember that name. That's a name in history. Hit out at German so-called rescue charities operating the so-called Lifeline and the Seefuchs. Oh, that's two ships, the Lifeline and the Seefuchs. I guess that'd be German Seefuchs. On Saturday morning, noting that the vessels were hanging around the Libyan coast, waiting, quote, waiting to pick up their next load of humans. Brought to sea by criminal and sometimes terror-linked people smugglers. Yes, folks, these NGOs, this is the communist strategy. Flood our lands with non-Europeans. It's simple. It's a one-step program. Flood the European nations with non-Europeans and thereby destroy those nations. It's a one-step plan. And sad to say, it's a beautiful plan. It's a plan that will work unless we stop it. And Matteo Salvini is doing that. And let me tell you, just to give you the detail of it, it's maddening. These boats, these are seafaring, you know, seaworthy boats put together, you know, built by Europeans who invented seaworthy boats. They hang around a few hundred yards offshore, off the North African coast. The Africans, Middle Easterners, Asians, everything else that gathers there on the shore, they can see these ships. And all they have to do is jump in the water, get into an inner tube, tie a knot in their pants and trap some air in there and float out to these boats. They will be picked up, you know, on a nice calm day. You know, the water's glassy. You get out to these boats, I'm a refugee. Oh, refugee. Oh, what's the line from the Hunchback of Notre Dame with, was it James Cagney? They're in the beautiful, you know, our beautiful historic cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. He says, what does he shout out there? Remember the Hunchback? He shouts out, I'm trying to remember it now. It's coming to me. It's coming. He shouts out, sanctuary, sanctuary. He cries, sanctuary. Well, that was a legitimate cry in our own European history. A church was a place where you could gain sanctuary. Well, but now that's all been turned. No good deed goes unpunished in this world of evil that we live in. And so these people cry that they're a refugee. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my God. Oh, the children. Oh, the women, the suffering. My government is persecuting me for my religion. I have such a, my religious faith. They're persecuting me for my political beliefs. They're persecuting me for my sexual orientation. You come up with whatever, a list of things that you're being persecuted for. And these dumb, these leftists are not dumb bunnies. Unfortunately, we are dumb bunnies on the right, because we've let these very smart wolves, these sea wolves, we've let them get away with a very, very smart strategy. Just flood America, Australia, Canada, Argentina, all the European nations, all the traditionally European nations, flood them with non-Europeans, and guess what? This isn't hard, is it? They're not European anymore. They're flooded with third world peoples who, again, as I say, no good deed goes unpunished. We invented something called democracy, didn't we? We Europeans, we invented that. We invented something called a Bill of Rights. We invented things like constitutions. We invented all these wonderful... That's right, folks. Did China ever have a constitution? Did any Asian, Africa, did any non-European nation ever have any of these institutions, these inventions, these creations of our civilization, which arose from our genetics, from who we are? No, they did not. But now, look, no good deed goes unpunished. We created all these things. Now, as well as creating prosperous societies, that good deed does not go unpunished either. Because now they get inside of the territory of our place where, with their so-called rights, their right to asylum, they now have rights under our constitutions, and in our democracies, they now have the right to vote. That now becomes a two-edged sword turned on us, fatal to us, because when they become the majority in our lands, our own institution of democracy becomes our undoing. They can simply vote themselves to take our own lands away from us. They can vote themselves to be our oppressors. They can vote themselves to tax us. Look what's happening to the white folks of South Africa. They're being used as the tax slaves to finance the African National Congress government, or whatever the particular dictatorship du jour is in power right now in South Africa. But all those institutions being used to oppress us, to torment us, our own institutions. Like the so-called refugees who, they go, you can't just put me on a bus and send me out of here. I've got rights. I have the right to due process. Oh, my ass. Yeah, I have the right to due process. Oh, come on, buddy. Due process. Your civilization never heard of such a thing. Still doesn't have such a thing. Never, never will have such a thing. And by the way, folks, after our tormentors, our invaders, take over our countries, after they use our democracy, use our Bill of Rights, use our Constitution to steal our lands, and I guess our women too, they'll go for that, won't they? They steal our wealth, our lands, our women. Well, then they'll wash their hands of all those institutions that have never existed in their own lands, never will, and they won't exist in our lands either after they get rid of us. That's all they have to do, get rid of us. And then they can go back to whatever kind of Aztec or, you know, whatever form of failed civilization that they have practiced for thousands of years. Okay, let's go back to the story. Matteo Salvini, he's more interesting than I am. He says, Matteo Salvini, this is like poetry, folks. It brings tears to my eyes. The non-governmental organizations know that Italy no longer wants to be complicit in the business of illegal immigration, and therefore they will have to find other non-Italian ports to go to. Isn't that nice? The Italians are going to use military force to turn these boats away. Get away from our nation. As a government minister, oh, I love this. This is so human, folks. This is so noble. As a government minister and as a father, Matteo Salvini speaks like a man, as a father. On Father's Day, I don't know if is it Father's Day in Italy too? I don't think so. I think it's just a coincidence that he said this on Father's Day. They can attack me, our Father's Day. They can attack me and threaten me as much as they want, but I will not give up, and I do this for the good of all. Ooh-wee. Oh, look at this. He's got his post in Italian. I love Matteo Salvini. And I got to work on my Italian so I could read this beautifully. I got to work on my Italian. I'm gonna mangle it now. Forgive me for that. I'm gonna mangle the Italian. Sappiano che l'Italia non vuole più essere complice del business. They use the word our word business dell'immigrazione clandestina e dovranno cercarsi altri porti dove. Dirigersi. Now, I think I can translate that, actually. Let me just give it a try here. Sappiano, that's got to be from the Latin sapere, to know, which is, you know, that with knowledge, their power is nullified. Remember when Mike Rivero said that? That's Sappiano, folks. Know that, Sappiano, che l'Italia non vuole. Italia no longer wishes più essere complice, to be complicit, del business dell'immigrazione. And I'm not looking, I know that I just read this in English, but I can tell you, this is so easy to, our European languages are so interrelated that once you learn a couple languages, I speak very good French and Italian. It's like, you know, it's just French is just a knockoff of Italian. Non vuole più essere complice del business dell'immigrazione clandestina. We don't want to be complicit in the clandestine immigration business. E dovranno, now this is going to be harder here. E dovranno, I don't know what dovranno is. E dovranno cercarsi altri porti dove dirigersi. Okay, let me see. I don't think I'm going to have to cheat. This is, okay, altri porti would be alternate. See, altri is alternate. Porte's got to be ports, so other ports. Dove dirigersi would probably be, they've got to find, e dovrano is probably must, cercarsi is probably find, other ports, dove dirigersi. Now I'm going to cheat and look up the English and see what that is. Find other, dirigersi, yeah, direct. You know, direct is to, dirigersi is to direct, they must direct themselves to other ports. Italian transport minister, I love to read our European languages because it's so rich. It's so us. And this show is dedicated to the idea that we're a European family. And that includes our family of languages. I love, at this event just concluded in Tennessee, we got to hear German spoken to us by Swiss. Swiss German, in fact. And it was like poetry to hear that beautiful. And these guys were wearing lederhosen. Eight of them flew from Switzerland to talk to us. It was wonderful. It's wonderful to share the beauties of our family, like our languages. Italian Transport Minister Danilo Toninelli backed the populist Lega leader's message on Twitter, calling on the Netherlands to recall their vessels, which he accused of being in violation of the code of conduct for rescue boats on the basis that their insufficient staffing and equipment could endanger lives. Well, that's a weak premise, but use everything you can. Fight back with everything you got, weak or strong. The row heated up later on Saturday, that's yesterday, when one of the NGOs waiting on the coast of Libya to collect migrants, that is invaders, Mission Lifeline, they call it, called Salvini a fascisti, a fascist, in a post on Twitter, which has since been deleted. Oh, they pulled that one back. Okay. Well, you, hey, don't pull back. Call in. Want to hear from you after this break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Gretchen Wilson, Merle Haggard. Unfortunately, only one of them is still with us to enjoy such things as we're enjoying today here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. My gosh, I've got a gem coming up for you right now. After we'll close out this beauty of a story from Matteo Salvini, the interior minister and head of the Lega Party in Italy. After I go over to Hawaii to meet Mike Rivero for the first time, I want my cruise to continue on to Italy. It's a long way, isn't it? Go over to Italy, where I want to enjoy the beauties of this country that's fighting back now, maybe even more strongly than we are. But when we finish that story, I want to go to one of my favorite people in the world, Jeanine Pirro. Oh, my gosh. Apparently, yesterday, she launched on our foes. And I haven't heard it. I just see the description of her statement. I haven't heard it yet myself, so we will enjoy it together. It's very brief. She packs it all into a short statement. We'll listen to it in just a moment here, but let me finish with Matteo Salvini. This is great. Here's another one. And we'll learn a little more Italian right here, too. Get this. Matteo Salvini, let me find this story here. I'll come back to it. Here it is. Some idiot in these NGOs. Now, in Italian, I just figured it out. ONG is NGO in Italian, in that order. So non-governmental organizations would be, O would be organizzazione, probably. Non-governmentale or something. ONG. But some idiot with a mohawk, here's a picture of the guy, he called Matteo Salvini a fascist. And that post was withdrawn probably before he got his ass sued by Salvini. But here's this idiot, he's a European guy. He's one of us, you know, he's a white guy, a German. He's got a stupid red-dyed mohawk on. You can see he has beautiful blonde hair with the little bit of it that he's left on his head. He's put into dreadlocks. Why would you take your flowing Viking locks and make dreadlocks out of them? But then on the top, he's got it dyed bright red in a mohawk. He has a nose ring on, big fat nose ring, disfiguring his beautiful European nose. And then he's got stupid pierced earring things in his ears. What a dope. And then, but even dopier is his statement in which he calls Salvini a fascist. And Salvini says this, and this is short, it's one sentence, I assure you, I can translate this. Questo signore è nel equipaggio della nave della ONG tedesca che in attesa di caricare immigrati, mi date il fascista. L'assicurante direi. I'll tell you what that says.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.